And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 21st of February, 2013. It's the birthday of Anais Nin, born in Neuilly, France, 1903, studied psychoanalysis, was a patient of Carl Jung at one time, wrote in obscurity for most of her life until her diaries began to be published in 1966, diaries that were written over a period of 60 years. It's the birthday of W. H. Auden, York, England, 1907, son of a physician, went to Oxford on a biology scholarship, switched to English literature. He met poets like Cecil Day Lewis, Stephen Spender, Lewis McNeice, who became his lifelong friends, and just before the start of World War II, emigrated to the United States to teach English. It was on this day in 1925, the first issue of The New Yorker came out, founded by Harold Ross and his wife Jane Grant, a reporter for The New York Times. Ross, the editor-in-chief, until he died in 1951. In the second issue, the editors published an apology for the first one. They said there didn't seem to be much indication of purpose, and we felt sort of naked in our apparent aimlessness. Circulation had dropped to 12,000 by the fall of 1925, but then it started to turn around after Ross hired E.B. White and James Thurber. Gradually, the magazine stopped dropping famous names and developed its own sensibility and style in short fiction and essays. It's the birthday of the novelist David Foster Wallace, born Ithaca, New York, 1962, author of Infinite Jest, which became a bestseller in 1996, even though it was more than 1,000 pages long with 100 pages of footnotes. Wallace battled devastating depression his whole life, committed suicide in 2008. His unfinished novel, The Pale King, published in 2011. He said, "Postmodern irony and cynicism has become an end in itself, a measure of hip sophistication and literary savvy. Few artists dare to try to talk about ways of working toward redeeming what's wrong because they'll look sentimental and naive to all the weary ironists. Irony has gone from liberating to enslaving. The postmodern founder's patricidal work was great, but patricide produces orphans, and no amount of revelry can make up for the fact that writers my age have been literary orphans throughout our formative years." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Charles Bukowski, entitled Number Six. "I'll settle for the six horse on a rainy afternoon, a paper cup of coffee in my hand, a little way to go, the wind twirling out small wrens from the upper grandstand roof, the jocks coming out for a middle race, silent in the easy rain, making everything at once almost alike, the horses at peace with each other before the drunken war, and I am under the grandstand, feeling for cigarettes, settling for coffee. Then the horses walk by, taking their little men away. It is funereal and graceful and glad, like the opening of flowers." Number Six, a poem by Charles Bukowski, from Burning in Water, Drowning in Flame, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.